If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Welcome to Stories Pod Chats. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon.
Pod Chats! It's different than the podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Hines, and we have another special host with us today.
Hi, I'm your host, Kelsey Lee.
Yay!
Back from the original of the podcast. All kinds of your favorite stories. Amazing Grace, Max Goodnight. How you doing, Kelsey Lee?
I feel great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're just going to call you Kelsey. I think that's easier. How about Kel? What do you think?
Love it.
All right. I actually got to go. I'll see you later. Bye. I gotta go. Send it to my friend, though. Don't worry. Slam. Open. Hey, everybody. I'm Wiz Quizly, the Quiz Wiz. Dan sent me to do some quizzes for you. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, Wiz.
Thank
Quiz.
You, Wiz. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wiz Quizly. Thank you, Kelsey. Today, we're going to play a little Would You Rather. Have you guys ever played Would You Rather?
I have, yes.
So basically, kids, how this works at home is I'm going to set up a little situation and you just tell me which option you'd rather. Sometimes they're both good, sometimes they're not. And, you know, that's kind of the fun is that they're hard choices, right?
A game of decisions.
Yes. Very serious.
Dun, dun, dun. Would you rather a lollipop that lasts forever or gum that never loses its flavor?
I would definitely prefer gum that doesn't lose its flavor.
Yes. I have several questions, though. So either of these, do we have a reliable place? Like, can we put them somewhere? And I don't have to continuously be chewing the gum or continuously be eating the lollipop.
Nope, I know you. Fred will eat that gum because you'll leave it on your counter.
Well, I don't want that to happen either. But what I'm looking for is, like, can I put these things away and return to them and they will still be like that?
Absolutely.
Okay, then I want the gum. I would keep it in my car.
You like the gum too?
I do. I like the gum. I would probably keep it in a little plastic case with decorations on it, stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would come back to it daily.
That's true. Sure. If there's everlasting gum, gum containers would be a big hit item.
Yeah. We would have some with our logo on.
And I would probably have to have multiple gum containers because I might have different flavors of gum. I might have a strawberry gum and then I might have a grape gum.
Just a nice mint gum that lasts forever so you could always have good breath.
And you would also have to have several different containers in different places so you'd have a receptacle. Because I like to chew gum in the car because otherwise I bite my fingernails. And so if I chew gum in the car, though, then I get out of the car. Sometimes I won't remember to put it in its case in the car. So I would need to have a case in my destinations, too, just in case.
Chewing gum is a great alternative to biting your fingernails.
Yes. Thank you so much. I agree. Yeah. And that is why.
Oh, wait, that's the third option. Would you rather lollipop to last forever, gum that never loses its flavor, or infinite fingernails?
Gross. I don't want anything to do with it.
No.
Would you rather be royalty 3,000 years ago or middle class today?
I would like to be middle class today. And I will tell you why. Because today we are in a time where the world is just so much better for more people. Like, sure, being royalty thousands of years ago would have been fun for me, but the rest of the like population didn't have it so great, and I did not like that, and I like being middle class today because it's a little bit better for everybody.
Well, on the flip side of that, if we were the royalty thousands of years ago, then we could make those changes. Listen, and help everybody.
That is a really good point.
So, you know.
Then again, royalty thousands of years ago, no television.
Oh my god!
Does not
and
factor
no video
into
games.
My decision.
No air conditioning.
Okay, the air conditioning one is right. Legitimate. I do
no
not.
Fortnite. Dogs barely domesticated.
You'd have to have a cat.
Cats are not my favorite.
They'd have dogs, but they would be very mean.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick to my choice. So I think middle class today is better.
It's your birthday and no one seems to care. You wait all day at school for someone to say something, but no one remembers. You go home, defeated, and when you open the door, all your friends are there. It's a surprise party just for you. They start singing and they bring out your birthday cake. Would you rather that cake be chocolate or vanilla?
Okay, I have very specific answers to this question. Mm-hmm. I either need my cake to be chocolate with a chocolate filling.
When you say chocolate, you mean chocolate cake, chocolate frosting.
Exactly, with a chocolate filling of some kind in the layer, or I need it to be vanilla. I do not want my cake to be vanilla cake with a chocolate frosting or a chocolate cake with a vanilla frosting. That doesn't work for me. I also, though, would probably choose over both of those options an ice cream cake.
I think ice cream cake is a classic choice. For me, my birthday cake every
not
year,
one of the choices, chocolate or vanilla.
My birthday cake every year, and I would expect the people who have ignored me all day and then are throwing me a surprise party to know this, that my birthday cake every year needs to be a chocolate cake with pink frosting. The pink does not need to be flavored anything. It's still just like buttercream frosting, but it has pink food coloring in it. And this is a longstanding tradition that goes back to before I can remember. It's just a chocolate cake with pink frosting, and that is what I require on my birthday. Ideally, it will also have the age that I am turning on it somehow, either with chocolate chips or other frosting.
Not with the candles.
Not with the candles, although there should be enough candles. There should be, even as I am aging, I expect
so
all of the candles to be there.
You want like a 42 in chocolate chips and then also a candle, because that's
listen,
how old you
are. Listen, who's turning 42? It's
no,
not me.
That's
it is
not us. That's
32
not us.
This year. And there will be 32 candles.
You know, you can just refer to yourself as 30s.
Hey.
Yeah, but I like to be ultra specific because I'm not in my mid-30s yet.
You know so what? I'm in my mid-30s and I like a chocolate cake. I like a vanilla cake, but my favorite probably vanilla cake, chocolate frosting. Split the difference. You're 10 and it's dinner time. Your parents say it's too hot to cook and they ask you what they should order for dinner. Would you rather pizza or burgers and fries?
Oh, pizza.
Yeah, for delivery, definitely pizza. If I were to pick between those things forever, like in perpetuity, if I only wanted pizza ever or burgers ever, I would pick burgers, but pizza for delivery for sure.
Well, it doesn't have to be delivery. It could be a fast food situation, burgers and fries.
I would still pick pizza every time.
Okay.
And I would also pick either a cheese pizza or a margarita pizza, which is basically just an elevated cheese pizza.
Yes.
You're working at Dr. Impossible's lab and you're struck by a gamma powered tritium laser. The tri-beams of plasmoid energy bombard the fledgling cells of your body. You feel normal at first, but over the next few weeks, you realize an incredible new truth. Would you rather that truth be you never had to eat or you never had to sleep?
Oh, I would love to never sleep. I never want to sleep. I just want to be awake all the time doing activities. That is a thing that I wish for today. If there was like a pill I could take magically, I would. I want to eradicate that need from my body. I'm happy to eat whatever. Eating is fine. Sleeping feels like the biggest waste of time ever to me.
Amanda's taking her plasmoid energy and superpowers and never sleeping. What about you?
I would choose to never have to eat. It is so time consuming and so expensive to get your food cooked, to get your food prepared, to go to the grocery store. These are all things that you have to do when you are a person of a certain age. And I don't want to do it. I do want to sleep.
I love eating and sleeping. I guess I'd have to choose eating though, because if I had to be awake 24/7, I would go insane.
I would get so much done. My house would be so clean. I would food prep. I would be able to like put together meals to eat in advance and they would be reasonably healthy because I would have enough time to just like do that. Because now I just eat whatever is around.
Guys, bad news. There's an explosion at the ice cream factory and it hit Ted right in the face.
Oh my God.
Would you rather eat ice cream that tastes like boogers or boogers that taste like ice cream?
I would rather eat boogers that taste like ice cream.
I actually am going opposite, but you can do yours first. Tell me why.
Because I don't want to eat ice cream that tastes like boogers.
That's fair.
I would rather just close my eyes and know that, you know, what I'm putting in my mouth is tasting like ice cream.
Yeah. I guess I feel opposite because I would like to know that the thing that I'm eating is not a booger. Like, I guess I would prefer to eat ice cream that is ice cream, even if it tastes bad, but I know it's just ice cream.
I like to split the difference. I want boogers that taste like boogers.
Good for you.
Disgusting.
All right. Now a short one. An old witch is drowning in a stream. You're not sure if you should help, but then she goes under and just her pointy hat is floating on top of the water and you know you have to act. You dive into the water and you crack your head on a rock. It's only 2 feet deep and the witch is laughing like crazy. You pick yourself up and she says you deserve a reward for your bravery. She asks you, would you rather speak all languages or speak to all animals?
Animals. 150% animals. I think about it all the time. I just want to know what they're thinking. I want to talk to them and then I want to be everyone's friend. It's what I want. Thank you, witch with the pointy hat.
your head, but still thanking the witch. All right, Amanda.
I would probably choose all the languages because it would be nice to be able to communicate with everyone that I interact with.
It's so much more practical.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I would maybe ask though, could I just have like 10 minutes of communication with my dogs? Because there are just like a couple things I would want to tell them.
No, but I can and I'll translate for you.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. So we would just You're be welcome. A good team. Right. That would be a thing that we would do together.
I mean, I can just be your... His Fred's inner monologue is just food, 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 food. Hey, no. food.
You're not, it's not that I'm worried about what they're thinking. I just want them to know... I want to be able to impart one thing upon them. And it is just that I will always come back. I just want them to know like, I'm hey, always going to come back.
Don't
be stressed. Yeah. I'm coming back. That's it. That's all I want to tell them.
Congrats, you had the biggest hog in the state fair. For your prize, would you rather $1,000 or a sealed mystery envelope?
Oh my God, I would need the sealed mystery envelope. I couldn't resist. I would need it, and then I would probably regret it later. But I do like a good mystery, and I like a good surprise. So for me, you know, it's the mystery envelope.
I think I would take the $1,000, which I know is kind of boring, but I really need a new mattress. So I would just take the $1,000 and I would spend it on a mattress, which is a very boring adult purchase, but that's what I would do.
Joke's on you. The sealed envelope has a mattress worth $2,000. No! It is a big envelope. You didn't ask the size.
I don't even need a mattress.
It's Lent, baby, where you give up something you love for 40 days. Would you rather give up cheese or chocolate?
I would give up chocolate.
I am so shook by your answer. I would absolutely give up cheese. And I love cheese. I do. But I can't fathom the idea of giving up chocolate for 40 days.
Cheese is sometimes how I trick myself into eating vegetables. By putting cheese on things. And so
that's how I trick my dog into taking pills.
Listen, we are one and the same, I think. So... And chocolate is a wonderful treat, but I think that I could wait 40 days and have chocolate again.
No.
I would not give up either one forever. I'm not interested in doing that, but...
Guys, here's a fastball for you.
Okay, go.
You had a tough day at work and your partner surprises you with a trip to the country. You look together and you find a charming Airbnb. Turns out it's the home of a mad scientist that's constructing a teleportation chamber in his back hall. That night, while trying to find the bathroom, you stumble and fall into the newly activated Teletron field. The machine whirs to life and somehow splices you and your cell phone together in a bizarre but not entirely unfortunate accident. As a result of the mishap, would you rather be able to plug in your ears like headphones or use your belly button as a universal charging port?
I would probably want to use my belly button as a universal charging port because you can also keep it hidden under clothing.
Yeah, I would make the same choice, and that is part of it is because I would not want people to know that my belly button was a charging port because I think that's kind of weird, but I would put my,
right.
But I could cover it with my
People clothes. Would call you like...
What if, okay, let me just tweak this. Your ears are Bluetooth headphones.
I still want to be... Bluetooth? I get annoyed with Bluetooth because I feel like it loses connection all the time. So I would still want to be...
This is a magic question. The connection is immaculate.
Still, the charging thing seems like most practical too because then I'm never going to be in a situation where my phone needs to be charged and I can't charge it.
Dr. Impossible's Plasmoid Energon continues to work on your body. An amazing new superpower begins to show itself. You choose a hero name and begin to fight crime on the streets, all thanks to this great new power. Would you rather that power be flight, invisibility, or super strength?
Oh, it's so difficult to choose. flight, invisibility, or super strength?
Or super strength.
I think I have to pick flight. I identify with birds.
Sure.
And pterodactyls. Mm-hmm. So I think that would make the most sense for me.
Can you make a pterodactyl noise for us, Kelsey?
Whoa, there's a pterodactyl in here.
So good.
Wait, Kelsey, I'm holding. Shoo. Kelsey, make your noise now. That's nice. That's good. Jeez, a pterodactyl came out of nowhere.
It's so scary that we had a real pterodactyl in here.
Okay, Amanda, flight, invisibility, or super strength?
What was the scenario that you said before this? I have to use it for fighting crime?
Yes, you are a crime fighter.
I'm thinking of my current skill set, and I think that the one that would be most beneficial, like given what I'm already good at, I think it would be invisibility. I feel like the way that I would use that to fight crime is by being sneaky and like figuring out what everyone's plans are and then like reporting it to the right people. That's how I would be a crime fighter. But that's also because I'm not a person who has super strength, and I'm not like also even really that confrontational. So
Amanda,
like,
bravely going to be a tattletale.
Sometimes it's important.
Yeah, no,
sometimes
I know
that's a really important thing.
It is. I think when, you know, when safety is involved, you have to tell a grown up.
Speaking of safety, to inherit your mysterious uncle's fortune, you have to spend the night in a locked room full of spiders. Would you rather those lights be on or off?
Oh, it doesn't matter because I'm not going to do it.
Oh, it doesn't matter because I don't care either way. The lights can be on and I will not be bothered. If they're off, I probably wouldn't like it as much because I would think that things were crawling on me. But if they're on, like, I don't have a problem with spiders.
I do. I wouldn't do it even for the
fortune. Okay, Amanda, for you, what if it was mice instead of spiders?
I would have lights on. I would love that. Well, I would love to be in a room full of mice.
I would have lights on. I would be uncomfortable. Either way, because I just need to know where the scary thing is. I'm not particularly afraid of spiders. I do not like mice. But I need to know where they are. Regardless, even though it'll make me uncomfortable to look at them, but I would rather know than not know. So the lights are on.
I'd be happy in a room of mice.
Ugh. Lights off for spiders, lights on for mice. We're having an all-night mice party. Oh no, you've been cursed. Would you rather have to eat through your nose or smell through your feet?
I would rather smell through my feet. I want to smell all those earthy ground smells. The flowers, the dirt, the grass. Just be careful.
Those are ground smells.
You definitely don't want to step in dog poop. It'll really ruin your day. But, you know, I think there's a point to be made for, yes, unfortunate sneaker smell if you do feel like going for a jog that day. But also, you know, think about, I don't know.
Yeah, same answer. I picked that too. It's a good one.
How would you even eat through your nose?
I don't know. And also, people would see it. I feel like some of these things, I keep picking ones that it's like, can I keep this a secret? Like, can I keep this, like, not a big deal?
Yeah.
Just because of I value privacy, I guess. I don't want to eat through my nose because I eat in public sometimes. And I would rather. But you can smell through your feet and not have people know about it. And like Kelsey said, you can smell the beautiful ground.
And I can get sneaker deodorizers.
Yes. You can get those little balls that you stick in
there. Right. Mm-hmm. I already actually own those, so.
Odor eaters, that's what they're called?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Wiz!
Yeah?
Do you have any other questions for us?
Hey, since the plasmoid accident, your superhero career has been going well. Until, that is, the evil Dr. Impossible decided to take the world hostage. He's developed a new super weapon that uses gravitronics to knock the Earth off its axis. You and the rest of the Justice Squad battle your way through a horde of henchmen and make rubble of some robots, but Dr. Impossible fights you to a standstill in his throne room / evil lab. There's an awesome super fight, and at the end, you're the only one still standing. The gravitronics are about to send the Earth spinning into the sun. The countdown clicks to 1 second left, and with your last gasp of energy, you find you can just barely reach the control levers with your cape. You can prevent disaster, but the world will always be stuck in one season. What would you rather that be, spring, summer, winter, or fall?
I would pick fall. It's fall is the best season. It has the best colors. It has the best smells. And it has the best temperature for me, which is sort of warm-ish, but not really, because I don't like to sweat, and a little chilly, so I get to wear layers.
Yeah, and in the area that we live, fall is an amazing time of year because the days can be warm enough to wear your t-shirt and maybe even a pair of shorts, but the air is not humid, which is something that we do get a lot of in the spring and summer in our area. Mm-hmm. So it feels very refreshing. And then the nights are nice and cool. So it's prime for bonfires and leaving the windows open when you sleep, which.
Yes. And it's very pretty outside because all the leaves change color, which is the best.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Very pretty. Yeah.
So beautiful.
So it has to be the fall. And it's Halloween.
Also, the fall kicks off like holiday season.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we like Halloween. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So fun. And then we're going to parlay ourselves right into Thanksgiving, like pie season.
Pie season. Pie is not my favorite.
And I love a coat.
Yeah, I love a coat. You know what else I love? I love socks. I like that the fall is like the time of year where I can start wearing socks.
Yeah. And, you know, I know it's not always ideal going back to school, but also, you know, going back to school can be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I loved seeing all my friends again. And I know, I think technically that's still summer, but
yeah,
it feels like fall.
Yeah, that's when it starts to feel like fall. I always liked back to school season. And then it gets old, but I liked going back to school.
Yeah.
I liked the starting of it.
Shopping for school supplies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love new pencils and like
let me ask you something. Let me be the whiz for a second.
Hey, oh, this is kind of unorthodox.
Okay.
Let me be the whiz for a second. Would you guys prefer a regular pencil or a mechanical pencil?
Oh, I have a very specific answer, and it is that it needs to be a regular pencil and it needs to be a Ticonderoga pencil because they have the nicest, like, smoothest graphite, and they have a really nice, like, rubbery eraser that always, like, erases really, really well. And they sharpen really nicely. They have to be, like, regularly sharpened. But I prefer a Ticonderoga pencil. It has to be that. I do not like a brittle mechanical situation.
I am here for mechanical pencils. They work for me, and that is what I want. They're more expensive, typically, than a standard pencil. So, you know, you might have to persuade mom and dad for that extra.
Ticonderoga is where it's at, in my opinion. But...
Was your pencil talk, kids? I prefer a hearty number two. All right. Savant alert. Savant alert. Would you rather be the best at any instrument or the best at any sport?
Oh, instruments.
You know, as a musician, we are both musicians, Amanda and I. And as a musician, you'd think that my answer would be as quick as Amanda's and be instruments. But I do know how to play a few. So I'm going to go sports because, you know, it's kind of where the money is.
That makes sense. I still pick instruments just because I don't care to be good at sports. I'm just not that interested in doing that. And I pick instruments because it's so frustrating to like get to a place where you're kind of good but just like not as good as you want to be. And like sure. I would want to just be right away very good at all of the instruments.
All of them. And then people can say, "Oh, you know, does anyone here play euphonium?" And
you'd just be like, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm ready to go.
I do play the euphonium.
That's an instrument you just made up.
No, it's a real
thing. It's a real instrument.
What does it look like?
Like a tuba?
Something like that, yeah.
I think
so, too.
I really didn't know.
I mean, I think it's one of the ones that's in marching band and not, like, regular band, right?
Well, what's regular band?
I don't know. Good idea or good question. I think it's a marching band one because it's, like, lighter and a little smaller, but it's euphonium. So we're not quite done playing Would You Rather yet, but we're going to have the second half of our game available for you to listen to on our Patreon. So if you have any interest in hearing that, you can head to storiespodcast.com. Nope, what is it? You can head to patreon.com/stories, and then you will find the second half of our game. Thank you so much for listening. This is Amanda.
And Kelsey.
And Wiz Quizly the Quiz Wiz wishing you a happy quiz day.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.